Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Trump spokesperson Caroline Leavitt ripped the mainstream media for pathetically trying to hide the murder of Arina Zarkusa and label as racist to anybody talking about it. Didn't work. Just pathetic attempt at it anyway. And then she went after the Democrat magistrate that, despite all logic and pleas from the future murderer's mother and his defense attorney, who tried to get him locked away in a mental institution, his own attorney, they didn't care. Caroline Leavitt absolutely ripping the Democrat magistrate and Kamala Harris reporter, it turns out, who freed him.
Despite all of this past documented criminal history, when Brown was arrested yet again in January of this past year, a Democrat judge, who I will add, was a strong supporter of former Vice President Kamala Harris, released this insane criminal once again without requiring him to pay any bail. He simply had to sign a written promise to return for his court hearing. Think about how crazy it is to ask a career criminal, someone who by definition repeatedly breaks the law, to just sign a written promise and come back again another day. This is madness. This monster should have been locked up, and Arena should still be alive.
Yep, Arena should still be alive. But what happened here, folks? Even his half-brother has come out and said, yeah, this could have been prevented. This was yesterday. Yeah, they could have just locked him up. Why would these liberal women, it turns out there's three of them involved in setting him free. Why would they do that? Because they are so hepped up on the white liberal manufactured fake news that they can't see anything but a black man standing in front of them. If a black man is standing in front of them because a police officer arrested him, in the warped liberal mind created by all of this fake coverage, he is a victim. He can be nothing else. We know police are bad. This is the product of hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax. But they believe. And they've become a danger to themselves and everyone else. Jesse Waters doing an amazing job on Fox News last night, documenting how she was killed. She died because of DEI. Take a listen.
The White House says this is Teresa Stokes, a Harris donor who doesn't even have a law degree, but just made a career criminal and a schizophrenic who beat his own sister when he was out on parole. Pinky promised that he'd behave. Ms. Stokes wasn't elected. She was nominated by the clerk. In Mecklenburg County, the sitting clerk is Alyssa Chin Gary. On her LinkedIn page, she calls herself a clerk and a DEI consultant and a racial equity organizer. And her life mission? Reparations.
We are here to honor them, to lift their names, and to continue that intergenerational work that we are required to do to eliminate structural racism.
Ms. Stokes was nominated by Judge Carla Archie. Judge Archie is friends with Eric Holder, Obama's wingman. And Judge Archie isn't just any judge. In 2019, she was the DEI Champion of the Year. Is this starting to make sense? Did a woman die because of DEI?
Yeah, she did. And that's the plan all over the country. It gets worse.
Just a couple months ago, a guy shot 5 people on New Year's. And Judge Archie sentenced him to 1.5 years.
Same judge.
For shooting 5 Charlotte. People. 1.5 years. This is a DEI court, and they have blood on their hands. And if the people in robes are on the same side as the bad guys, that's suicide.
Yep.
Are you okay with the country committing judicial suicide? I'm not. DEI died when Kamala lost. It's illegal. And releasing felons with dozens of arrests for social justice is a crime against the country. They've set up these dangerous DEI courts in cities nationwide. catching and releasing criminals to prey on innocent people. These courts need to be systematically dismantled, and that needs to happen immediately.
This is what you get with 16 years of Democrat rule of the city of Charlotte. And yet, despite that soul-crushing video, the actual murder of this woman, it's all out now. To see this.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The terror on her face. She died alone. I mean, there were other people in the car, but it didn't matter. She fell over and died alone. The horror, the look on her face, the terror. I just wanted to hold her. I just wanted to like hold her while she died. I just wanted to hug her. It just rips your soul out. But they are soulless. They don't care. And yesterday, the voters of Charlotte, knowing all of this, re-elected Vi Lyles in the Democrat primary with 74% of the vote, despite the fact that another Democrat in the primary ran on crime. They didn't care. They do not care. They are homicidal. And they're the people this brainwashed, can, as Rush used to say, can only be defeated. They cannot be reasoned with. It would take, like, putting them through the same process you put people through who are, you know, you try to get them to leave the cult. And you've got to break them. I mean, it's a very long process. Take specialists. The media has done this to them over the years. But Jesse Waters didn't stop there. Because North Carolina's been Democrat run for a long time, most especially the Attorney General's office of the state's been Democrat for decades. And we've had Democrat rule in the governor's mansion as well. And so Waters shows how this isn't just Charlotte under Democrat rule in North Carolina. This is Wake County too. Keep in mind, they're just up there to the north. These lunatics they let out, they could come here. Here's Jesse Waters talking about the same Democrat policies in the same state and what they've done in Wake County, just down the road.
DeCarlos had 14 priors. Wake County, North Carolina, just a few miles away from Charlotte. There's 800 people with 14 or more priors, just from the last decade.
One county.
Some of them racked up 50 to 70 arrests apiece. And this isn't for jaywalking. Almost all of them have assault charges. They're violent. Yesterday, another North Carolina man, Julian MacArthur, with 30 arrests, stabbed a woman with a drug needle while he was out on probation. Alexander Dickey, 30 years old, 40 arrests. He was just let out of jail and shot a college girl in the ribs, and now she's dead. The dad wants the death penalty.
Logan would want him dead. He is the prime candidate. He checks all the boxes. He rings the bell. He's graduated every step of the way from his crimes. He was arrested 39 times, Trey. 25 of them were felonies. I mean, this guy wasn't getting any better. They didn't put him in prison so he couldn't be rehabilitated. So, you know, why not? Why haven't they made a statement that they are seeking the death penalty now? I don't understand. It's been 4 months last week that my daughter was executed.
It's not just North Carolina. Every major city has DeCarlos Browns. In Baton Rouge, Anthony Jelks Jr., he had six arrests.
Yeah, it goes on and on and on. And folks, again, Vi Lyles reelected yesterday because, I mean, the Republicans aren't going to win the mayorship. The race is in the primary. They rewarded her for this, for practically apologizing for him. Here's Chris Schwecker. I know Chris well, too, from my days as a reporter in Charlotte. Used to head the FBI office there, former prosecutor. Keep in mind, they elected Vi Lyles mayor again despite this.
I think after this incident, Charlotte's going to have to do some introspection and understand why their homicide rate has doubled since 2019.
Doubled. Since 2019 on homicidal Democrat policies. And all they want is to cancel her for the crime of embarrassing them for bleeding and dying on that light rail line in a blue city, disproving the narrative.
People like Charlie Kirk fan, they've been looking for opportunities to make this some sort of like reciprocal George Floyd situation. And that's the part that I think he's almost giving away the game. And
it's not a game.
It's sad to see a lot of people going along with it.
It's not a game. unlike the George Floyd situation, the Michael Brown situation, the Trayvon Martin situation, all built on a tower of lies, this is real. And folks, get this. We're not rioting, are we? No, they'd be rioting at this point in the equal opposite equivalent situation. We're not rioting. We didn't do $2 billion worth of damage. We're who should be in charge.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.